guessing just who is going to be at that Star Wars panel and guessing whether or not they'll actually show a new trailer.
Nina, may the force be with you.
And David, may the odds be ever in your favor.
Oh, good Hunger Games reference. Nina Gregory, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Good morning. It's time for the opening commodity market report here on WILL. I'm Brian Moline. Global stocks extending gains today as differences between Greece and its European creditors appear to be narrowing, and Beijing's attempts to arrest a sharp slide in the Chinese market appear to be working. Most Asian markets finished higher, with China's Shanghai Composite Index jumping 4.5%. European markets have opened higher, and futures suggest a strong start on Wall Street. Elsewhere, the current thinking is that Greece will indeed reach a deal with its European creditors before the deadline. And the U.S. dollar index, a haven for investors in uncertain times, has fallen more than 1% this morning. A lower U.S. dollar is bullish to grains, corn posting 2 cent gains in the early part of the session. Meanwhile, the soybean market has been on quite a roller coaster ride already this week, first plummeting lower because of concerns about the Chinese economy, then swooping higher as traders remembered the fundamental bullishness of U.S. supply. The November chart has now recovered a position within 20 cents of 1040, which was last week's high. We'll go into more details on the numbers coming up in just a few minutes with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And right now, time to check in and see what's going on in the growing areas with Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It looks like a fairly nice start to the day today. We do have some fog out there this morning. That's indicative of the warm-up that's going to be taking place across parts of the Midwest as we move forward through this weekend. We have a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity occurring out there as well. Some areas in Ohio and back into parts of southern Illinois reporting a little bit of rainfall. Hopefully we won't see a lot of that for a while, but we are going to have opportunities for some additional precipitation scattered around in parts of the Midwest for a while. These showers and storms that are occurring in the southeast part of the region here today are going to stay with us for a little while. We'll probably see a cluster of storms working their way along the Ohio River from the southeast corner of Illinois into southern Indiana here for the next few hours. Precipitation will continue to perpetuate itself further to the east into southern Ohio as we go through the middle of the day. Now, a lot of the precipitation will diminish as time moves along, but a few strong thunderstorms are still going to be possible in that little pool of thunderstorm activity. So we could still see some rain totals getting upwards to an inch in a few pockets there, counties and parts of counties being impacted only. The majority of the Midwest is not going to be seeing much precipitation over this next 24 hours. Many other areas will see net drying conditions, and our temperatures will still be a little bit on the mild side for this time of the year, but definitely warmer than they have been. We'll be looking for the afternoon temperatures today to run mostly in the 70s across the eastern Midwest with a few temperatures near 80 right at and south of the Ohio River. Everybody in the western Corn Belt will be already working their way up into the lower and a few middle 80s as we go through the afternoon today. Well, the warming trend will become a little bit more significant as we go deeper into the weekend, but before we can allow the warm air into the eastern parts of the Midwest, we'll have to allow for a warm front to develop and move from southwest to northeast through the region. That warm front, unfortunately, will produce some more rain and thunderstorm activity. We'll see that most significantly starting initially this evening and overnight tonight across parts of the western Corn Belt and portions of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, maybe a few areas in Missouri. And eventually, as we get into the day tomorrow, we'll see the precipitation becoming more consolidated along a frontal boundary that will run from the eastern part of the Dakotas and Minnesota into Illinois. and the front will continue to lift northeastward from there as we move from Saturday into Sunday. The rain totals along this frontal boundary are going to be quite varied, and some locations could come in reporting more than an inch of rain. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some 1 to 2 inch totals occurring in random locations. Right now, I would say the area most favored for that will be some pockets in eastern Iowa and parts of Illinois. As we move towards the first part of next week, the precipitation will become consolidated into the eastern parts of the Midwest from Ohio and Indiana back into Michigan and Wisconsin. And again, we'll see some locally heavy rainfall once again with some 1 to 2 inch amounts occurring in several locations. I do think that parts of Ohio will be among the wetter areas. And the temperatures, though, will be warming up significantly behind this warm front, and we'll likely see the temperature Western Corn Belt working their way upwards to around the 90s. I think for the most part we'll be seeing temperatures in the 90s to lower 100s occurring in many locations out there across the Western Corn Belt. Right now, temperature extremes over 100 degrees may occur in South Dakota and point southward into portions of Kansas. In the meantime, we'll see temperatures running mostly middle and upper 90s between the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. That will take place as we move from Sunday into Monday and probably Tuesday as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And at 8:55 this morning, it's time to check in, as we do every Friday, with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill. As we take a look at the numbers this morning, seeing quite a bit of green out there so far. And we'll try to get Bill back on the line here for you in just a moment. Stay tuned here on WILL. And I believe we've got Bill back on the line. Sorry about that, Bill. Good morning, sir.
USDA report out this morning at 11, and I'll go ahead and go through the numbers here quickly. We've got September corn at 430 and three quarters, up 2. December corn is at 440 and three quarters, up 1 and three quarters. August beans, 1033 and a half, up 7 and a quarter. November beans, 1022 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. September wheat is 584 and a quarter, up 6 and a quarter. We have the livestock lower here this morning. The August live cattle are 148.27, down 20. Feeder cattle 211.65 on the August, unchanged. And the hogs are at August 73.72, up 45. Crude oil is down just slightly here this morning, and we have the dollar down about 90 points. That's due mainly to the Greek, the possibility or better possibility of a Greek agreement here this morning, and that's hurt the dollar, and that's helped the commodities in general. But the focus is going to be on this report at 11. The carryout, the new crop carryout, I think will be the main focus. The guesses are about $1.5 billion carryout for the new crop corn. If you go below that, I think that's probably friendly. On the soybeans, you got about an average guess of about 370 million bushels carryout. I think if you get the carryout down below 300 million for some reason, that would be friendly to the soybeans. I don't expect those kind of changes, but you never know with the reports. Also, another situation that is out there is I think the trade will be watching whether the demand has been reduced any on the new crop supply and demand because of the higher prices. And, of course, the world wheat, corn, and bean numbers are also important. The weather is a looks pretty good here for the next 6 to 10 days, and we look like warmer and maybe normal precept for a change. The funds are now long. So I think the main thing is that we get through the report here. We'll probably test some of these resistance and support areas both here possibly today, but I would expect us to close higher.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it. That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, and this is WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.
Good morning. In a referendum, Greeks defiantly rejected Europe's harsh terms for a bailout. Now Prime Minister Tsipras has proposed austerity measures that seem just as harsh. We'll hear more on Morning Edition from NPR News. Even if Greece's economy were to collapse, it wouldn't matter all that much to the world economy. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. China is another story. Coming up, we compare China's stock market crash to Greece's default. Also, U.S. scientists are excited about a bill that would pour more money into medical research. It would make it easier to get approval for new drugs as well, which has some worried. And in StoryCorps, incubator babies. It's Friday, July 10th, the birthday of a man who's probably too busy to celebrate. Greek President Prokopis Pavlopoulos turned 65. The news is next.